is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. The sub above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. And Nora, how can we help her, madam?
Hi. Well, I need a second date update because I went on a date with this guy and he just won't get back to me.
Okay. Well, tell us about the date.
Actually, we've been on a couple of dates and we met on Bumble. We thought it was just going to be like a hookup. But when we actually got to know each other, he had a lot of things in common with me and I had a really great time. And then the next day I was like, oh, maybe we could see each other again. So I texted him and he didn't text me back. And then I called him and I got voicemail. And I didn't want to seem like a psycho or anything, so I just kind of left it at that, but he hasn't called me back.
Yeah, so now you're like, F*** it, I'm going to be a psycho.
Yeah, I mean, I need some help. I really want to get with this guy.
All right, cool. Well, you know what? We'll call him next. That's why we're here. We're going to help you, Nora. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
So, we just spoke to Nora. She's gone on a couple dates with this guy, Carl, that she met through Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
Bumble is...
Bumble's a good site. I like Bumble.
I'm the one who told you to start using Bumble. I remember you...
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
You were like, no. I'm all about Tinder and Plenty of Fish.
No, not
like,
Tinder. Melissa. No, I'm not on Tinder.
I'm like, get out of the shallow end of the pool and get into the nice deep end. Bumble. Wow. It's where the women's in charge. Anyway, back to Nora and Carl. So, you guys went out a couple times. You said everything was all good, except for the last time. Even the last date you said was good, but then after that, he just stopped responding to you, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you stay quiet. We're going to call him right now.
Hello?
Carl?
Yes, Carl.
Hey, Carl, how you doing? So we're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's the Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. Can we just have a moment of your time, sir? It's nothing bad. Just let me explain. So, the reason we're calling you is because somebody reached out to us about you. A lady who likes you told us to call you on her behalf. And the reason we're calling you is because she wants to take you out on a date and we will provide the funds for that date. Whatever you want to do, we'll pay for it.
Really?
Really?
Is it someone I work with? One of those things, like, you know, workplace romance thing?
I mean, no, it's actually, it's not. It's a girl who you met. Oh. You actually know her. You met her on Bumble, and you went out with her a couple times. Her name's Nora.
You know, honestly, guys, I don't date her kind, all right?
You don't date her kind?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I ain't doing that. I'm not going to date no Mexican.
You're not going to date a what?
What?
Mexican, all right?
What
the f***? Okay. Well, hold on a second.
So, Carl, dude's a racist.
Yeah, Nora's on the phone. Wait, hold on a second. You said you're not going to date a Mexican, but you said you went out with her a couple times already.
Changes, man. That's all there is to it.
Hold up. Is that who you are? I cannot believe that you would not date me because of my nationality.
Sounds like he's racist.
Whoa. I am not a f***ing racist, all right? I'm just more upset that my team lost to Mexico, okay? That's what it is.
What?
You guys don't watch World Cup?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not really.
Okay, Sunday, Mexico, Germany. That was a travesty, man.
Wait a second.
Yeah, this is like, you're nuts, dude.
Are you racist?
No. No.
It sounds like he just doesn't like Mexicans because of the World Cup.
He's mad they lost.
Right. That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I don't know any Yankee fans either, all right? That doesn't, you know.
That's reasonable. You can see that.
Oh, okay, so that's reasonable?
Does she even like soccer?
No way. I've never even watched a game in my life. Yes, I'm Mexican, but I was born in Somerville. My parents are Mexican. I've never even been to Mexico.
Does that make any difference, Carl?
Hey, look, you know what? Right now, it's just everything Mexican's off my list. I'm not doing Taco Bell. I love Chipotle. I'm not going to Chipotle. I'm just keeping it real, but I'm not keeping it real Mexican. Okay, so let's move
on. Oh my God! Wow. Next level. Hey,
you got to respect his level of commitment.
His loyalty.
His loyalty to his team, Germany. Pass.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, and maybe if we call you back in a month, will you give Nora another date?
What about when the World Cup's over?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Give me a little time. I
don't think she wants it.
Nora, are you...
No, I'm not going to be sitting here waiting for him to get over his Mexican-itis. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to keep on going with my life because I'm not going to be getting with no psycho.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Yeah, if you're a female and you finish up a first date with someone, the last thing you want them saying about you is this.
I don't want to go out with a prostitute. I have no interest in Bella. None.
That happens tomorrow morning.